There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Vasili. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc, and it starts now. Welcome to The Psychic and the Doc. I'm Mark Anthony, the psychic, and my amazing co-host, Dr. Pat Vasili, the street. Welcome to The Psychic and the Doc. I'm Mark Anthony, the psychic, and my amazing co-host, Dr. Pat Vasili, the street smart spiritual behavioral psychologist, will be back next week. But we have a very special guest today and a real treat for all the listeners, Jana Short, who is a good friend to the show, The Psychic and the Doc. Jana is amazing. She's a Renaissance woman, and she's a world-renowned global influencer, award-winning mindset coach in the health and wellness industry. Jana is an NLP and an RTT, and she's going to tell you what that is. She's a best-selling author, public speaker. She is the host of Oh My Health, There Is Hope podcast. She's the founder and editor-in-chief of Best Holistic Life magazine. And just recently, Jana made the cover of Soulish magazine, but she's also been on the covers of Los Angeles Entrepreneur magazine, Las Vegas Entrepreneur magazine. She is one of Monica Garg's, let me try that again. She is one of Monica Garg's influential women of the world global influencers. And that's because Jana is getting the message of hope out to the world in a huge way, and she changes the world one life at a time. So Jana, I want to welcome you back to The Psychic and the Doc. It is always so great to see you and to work with you.
Thank you, Mark. And that was a long intro. I'm going to shorten that puppy up.
Well, you know, and I had to edit it down. You know, for the listeners, I could just talk about Jana for like the next hour. And then, oh, by the way, here she is. So I think that's great. So before we get started, what is an NLP and what is an RTT?
Oh, I love explaining that. So NLP is a neurolingual practitioner. And RTT is rapid transformational therapist. And what that is, by the way, I wish they would teach NLP in school to children. It's how to use our words, how to receive them, how to use them, how to express ourselves and really get to the heart of what we want to say, instead of letting the emotions kind of bubble up and speak for us.
Yeah. Oh, let me tell you something that would come in very handy in the practice of law. And I've tried over 100 jury trials. I practiced law for quite some time. I've been in over 1,000 hearings and non-jury trials. And let me tell you something, nothing makes an attorney cringe more than when his or her client's emotions take control at the wrong time. But that's also not just in court, but in business and in our home life. I mean, it's very easy to say something that just cuts to somebody's very, very core and is very damaging, isn't it?
It is. Like, I've always knew as I was growing up that I was a button pusher and my words were what I used to push those buttons. And now I'm a button pusher, but I use those words in a totally different way to help, you know, get people to a place of joy, a place of understanding what's going on in their life or moving past traumas.
Yeah, it's funny. I was watching an old rerun of that show, Frasier. And there was the father who's kind of the grumpy old outdoorsy guy. And there's his son, Niles, who, you know, doesn't like to go outside unless he has to. And it's their father's birthday or something. And they go to this fishing cabin. And Niles walks in and goes, oh, it hasn't changed a bit. And the father walks in and says, oh, it hasn't changed a bit.
100%. Like, it's really the way we receive them and perceive them.
Exactly. And, you know, in as parents, you can look at your child and say, you're going to wear that, you know, and something to just a simple phrase like that can really, really hurt somebody. It may be, oh, were you thinking of wearing that? Are you sure that color matches your skin tone? It's like, I know as a man, all right, I've learned as a man, when I go shopping with a woman and she asks me, does this dress make me look fat? Okay, so we're shot, you know, and she tries something on. I've learned a long time ago, you never say yes. What you say is, well, it isn't your style. The color doesn't work with your skin tone because, you know, it's not that you want to deceive or mislead somebody, but you also don't want to hurt somebody's feelings.
100%. And that is a loaded question. I don't think you're going to win either way. There's some questions we put out there, there's just no right answer for.
yeah, that one. Every time I hear that, I was like, oh God, please, no, that one. And I'd rather hear, like, is the hem too long? Yeah, hem's way too long.
I love it.
So how do you work as a neuro-linguistic programmer? In other words, when people come to you with an issue regarding NLP, what do you do?
We start chunking down and getting to the root of what they want to say and finding those words that we can use. So everyone knows, like, they hear the word mindset thrown around all over now. And all mindset is, are these loops we've developed, and we start developing at a very young age, right? The things we're hearing, the things we're pulling in, and it's this loop. And when something triggers you, a loop pops right into play, right? That old loop pops in. And so what we try to do is use words in our brain to make it see that loop differently and start popping in a new loop. It's going to take a while, by the way. I just had someone who I love very much change their name and tell me I have to refer to them as they or them. And I love that, but I see them visually as a female. And so immediately I yell, she said, or her thing, and I have to stop and start that new mindset loop. It's not that I'm trying to offend them or I don't love or respect what they want from me. I had to tell them, please just give me a little time because I've known you all your life. And that whole mindset is going to take a while for me to switch over. And I've been practicing and it's now starting that first thing I want to say to them is they, them, you know, and use their correct name now. So that's what I mean about pulling in new mindset loops for things that normally would trigger that old mindset loop. So when you're doing NLP words, your brain doesn't know any different. It only knows what we process into it, right? So when something goes wrong, I promise you it's user error. So we want to give our brain the correct words to use to make things happen. So for instance, I tell people, stop saying you lost weight. What happens when you lose your car keys? You run through your house, right? I got to find my car keys. Where are my car keys? You've got your app, like, find my car keys. And you're freaking out. When you lose weight, your body knows what happens when things get lost. We got to find it, where to go.
Right.
So I tell him, like, just say I released 20 pounds. Yay.
I slimmed down as opposed to I lost weight, you know?
Exactly. Because our mind has a loop for lost things. Our mind has a loop for, you know, heartbreak. It has a loop for, like, our instant response to anger. We have to just reprocess these loops. And by doing that, we give them the words to start triggering the new loop.
This looks like the tip of the iceberg to completely, like, it's the tip of the iceberg to changing someone's thought processes to give them a more positive outlook. Because I've known so many people in my life that everything that came out of their mouths was negative, angry, hurtful. I used to work with this guy, and the other guy, you know, the other guys were making fun of him. They said, I see him in the morning waking up and the first thing out of his mouth is, ugh. And then he pours his milk on the Raisin Bran, the Raisin Bran's wilted. I mean, the guy went around like with this cloud above his head that was always raining. And I've known so many people like that. You know, instead of saying, oh God, the cereal's wilted, it's like, oh, well, you know, now it's easier to eat, because you've got to start changing that negativity. And so it appears, because a lot of your work involves helping people become successful personally and professionally. So how does the NLP tie into making somebody more successful in the professional sense?
So oddly enough, most successful people, to me even, I get on a stage with thousands of people and I'm looking around at the other speakers, people I look up to, I admire, and I can't believe I'm there. And I keep thinking, I know they're going to look over here and they're going to say, what is she doing here? Who invited her? Like, she doesn't belong here. So I still even have those issues that go through my loop. Like, did I earn my space here? And so most successful people have those same feelings going on, like, I'm a fraud. Is this going to really happen for me? Do I belong here? Did I work hard enough? I don't feel like I really paid my dues. What am I doing here? And so what I do is open up those doors. I don't know what you're doing here either, but you're here. So what do we do at this moment, right? Do we sit here stressing over why am I here? Or do you make a big bang while you're here? So we just like start looking at things differently and removing blocks that make them feel that they don't deserve it, that they're not worthy of it. And oddly enough, very successful people struggle with that on the inside. I mean, people with a lot of money still think, I'm not worthy to have this. Why am I here? Or when is that shoe going to drop and the next thing going to go wrong for me?
You know, that's amazing, Jana, because when you said that, it triggered a memory in me when I was I was out of law school and I was practicing law. I was about 6 months into it. And I got promoted. I was a prosecutor and I got promoted from misdemeanor into the felony division. All right. You know, so I went from prosecuting, you know, there's some serious cases and like drunk driving and things like that. But then I started having to deal with really, really serious cases. And I was terrified. I had to select a jury, and it was my first big felony trial. And I'm sitting there, my heart's palpating, and I'm thinking, you know, the judge was super intimidating. He's one of these judges that when they looked at you, he looked right through you. So I envisioned what would happen if I got up and ran out of the courtroom. And then I realized the judge would send the bailiffs to go capture me in the hallway and drag me back kicking and screaming. And it'd be so humiliating that I decided, well, I better just go ahead and do my job, you know, what you said was so perfect. So, and because we've both worked with a lot of very famous people, and it's amazing when you talk to them and they get stage fright too. Mm-hmm. So for all the listeners, listen to what Jana's telling you. No matter who you are, how successful, how influential, people still get those butterflies. Sometimes they feel more like bats flying around in your stomach before you have to address a crowd of people.
100%. And one of the most things I work with is people who are afraid to be successful, even though that's what they're trying to achieve. Like, they're terrified of hitting that level of success. And so it's amazing when I see the things that come up in their life, it's the same thing that comes up in most people's.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice. So no, I don't think it's good advice. I know it's good advice. And so many people undervalue themselves. Now, we're going to be coming up on a break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk a bit about RTT. But then I want to get into some other things that you're working on. Because, you know, one thing I know about Jana, there is always more to come. And she is a global influencer for a very good reason. I'm Mark Anthony. You're listening to The Psychic and the Doc on the Transformation Network. I'm here with our very special guest and good friend, Jana Short. We'll see you right after the break.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belth on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Allie Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Welcome back to The Psychic and the Doc. My amazing co-host, Dr. Pat Basile, will be back next week. And today I've got Jana Short, who is the editor-in-chief and founder of Best Holistic Life magazine. And she's also the host of the podcast, Oh My Health, There Is Hope. And Jana changes the world by influencing people in a positive way. And one of the things that you do, Jana, it has the acronym of RTT. You got to tell us, what is RTT?
So it's rapid transformational therapy, and it is just exactly what it is. It's rapid, it's transformational, and it's therapy you're working on. So what happens for me when I take someone, I guide them on a journey through their mind, through hypnosis, that leads them to a block that they may not have recognized. So I'll just use it for instance, when I was first being trained to do this and getting my certifications, I had a person come up to me and said, you have a money block. I'm like, no, I don't. I have money. I have lots of money. I'm fine with money. They're like, no, every time you speak, I hear it. And I'm like, I don't have a block. And so she's like, I would like to work on you as an example. Sure, but I don't have a money block. I'll take your money. You're like, that's fine. I give money. I take it. I understand the flow. And when we were working through the process, there was that block, and it was huge. How did I miss this block? This is my job. And it was my mom telling me when I was younger and I wanted to go to college. I was preparing in high school, right? I want to go to college. This is what I want to do. And my mom said, you can go to college, but remember, when you choose a path, if you are smarter than your spouse or husband, that makes them feel unmanly, right? And you will have a horrible relationship. If you make more money than your husband, they feel insecure. It will wreck your relationship. And that was a block for me. Like in my relationships, I always wanted to make sure that I was inferior. I guess I would use those words. They're not very good words, but I would use inferior that to them so they would feel like the man, the provider. That is so long school. But think about women who were raising kids in the 60s. That was their perfect relationship. And I started thinking about every boardroom I ever sat in, I dummied up. I played dumb. I turned around to the man next to me and I would tell him in his ear, you know what would be really a great idea? And pretty soon I made him believe it was his idea and he would pitch it and it would go and I didn't care. I just wanted to see it happen. And yeah. I'm like, why did I do that? Why did I sit quietly when I was surrounded by men feeling that that was my place? And a lot of women come to me and I hear that same block. And now I've had a beautiful conversation with my husband who is a veterinarian and very successful veterinarian here in LA. And he told me, honey, you get as smart as you want and make as much money as you want. We're good.
Yeah, I think most men now are happy if their spouses make more than they do. But that's true. I mean, If you look at the TV shows from those periods, like Leave It to Beaver, okay, actor Tony Dow, who played Wally, Beaver's older brother, just died. And it is such a sexist. Ward's the father, the breadwinner. June, the mother, her job is to raise the kids, make the sandwiches, clean the house. You look at other TV shows from that era. And, you know, when I was going to college and law school, I was so used to having female professors, female colleagues, that when I got into the working world as an attorney, I never had a problem having a female boss or supervisor. But I saw that a number of the other male attorneys that were older than I definitely did. And I'd hear their disparaging comments like, oh, I'd never hire a female lawyer. Well, let me tell you something. I've seen some female lawyers that'll go right for the jugular on their opponents on the witness stand. Certainly, there are some brilliant female judges. And I think that finally the world is changing. And that's one of the things I wanted to ask you about. Is as a global influencer, we are now seeing a rise in female entrepreneurs, female CEOs, female influencers. And I was reading an interview with Nikola Tesla. He's one of my favorites. He was a brilliant genius and inventor in the early 20th century. And one of the things he said before he died, and then he was interviewed in the 1920s, he said, within a century, females will become the dominant gender and the world is going to shift. What do you think about that, Jana? Do you think that that's happening, or do you think that we still have a long way to go?
I definitely see that happening now in this next decade or two, that is going to be happening. I see more men staying at home and raising the kids. I see more women being the breadwinners. Having said that, we seem to always miss the balance point, right? Don't we? It's either all this way or all that when it comes to any topic, race, when it comes to equality, when it comes to anything, it's either all this way and we pass that balance and move. I'm hoping that someplace, I don't want to see the women ruling the world and I don't want to see men ruling the world. I want to see us as a human race ruling the world, right?
Yeah.
Equally. And so I don't know how, but I feel like we're going to miss that balance again because we always do. And I don't know why. This is good. So it's so good. We're going to keep doing it. And now it's not good. Why? We miss the balance in the middle where it works beautifully when we're all working together.
Yeah. You know, recently we've had a lot of celebrities pass, and not too long ago, Nichelle Nichols, who played Lieutenant Uhura in Star Trek, passed. And not only was she female, but as an African-American woman, she was part of the leadership team on the Starship Enterprise. And I met her, and I remember her telling a story about how she wanted to quit Star Trek. So she was at a party in L.A., and somebody came up and said, oh, a fan would like to meet you. She turns around and there's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And she, you know, he said, oh my God, Coretta and I love watching you on Star Trek. We let the kids stay up. And she said, well, I'm thinking of leaving the show. And he said, no, you will not. He said, because you're being portrayed the way our people should be portrayed, which is part of the leadership team. And it's really encouraging that back in the 1960s, this started. In fact, who gave the green light to Star Trek but a female head of a studio, Lucille Ball? You know, it's just amazing. And I think your point, Jana, about men don't need to be in charge, women don't need to be in charge, people need to be in charge. How do you think that your work is helping people understand that?
So as a woman being raised by a mom who was raised in that decade, I've learned a whole lot about what balance looks like. And what I've learned now is that don't be competitive. Like women, I used to tell people all the time, when I go into a boardroom, there's two things. Women will compete with me. They want to be better. They want my job. They want my place. And men put me in my place. They're like, you need to sit there and be spoken to, right? And so I have learned a whole different part of life in these last two decades that collaboration is key to everything. if you're going to go and you're going to do it really well. And if you look at these really big, amazing people who have really hit the billionaire status, what are they doing? They're blowing the doors open to let others through, which is what a real trailblazer does, what a real person who wants to collaborate. You get to where you're going and you stop. You turn around and you help open that door, put that little door stopper in there so it stays open and other people can travel through it. So what I've learned is that you need to collaborate. There's tons of abundance. It's not like there's just one cookie up there and when you go, it's gone. There are tons of cookies to get to be taken. And so helping other people along as a global influencer, that was the best thing that I've ever done. Building my magazine, I knew I could not do this alone. I knew it would take the work of others helping me, contributing. And when I opened those doors to them, they were more than grateful to be there to do it. And that's how I built it. And so collaboration is key to doing anything. Reach out, ask for help, pull other people along with you. That is, I know I keep saying it, but it is key to moving forward and doing it well.
You know, that's a really good point. When I was trying cases, I always liked having a female co-counsel. Why? Because we look at things differently. You know, women will pick up on things about jurors or witnesses. Men will look at things differently. And when I say differently, I don't mean superior, inferior. I mean yin yang. You know, there's a balance there. I also think it's important when any business is making big decisions to have as much input as possible. Because I was in a very large organization, and you know, when there were business decisions to be made, men and women generally came to the same conclusion, because what's good for the business is good for the business. But what I noticed is that women were more concerned with how something would be interpreted by the employees. They would be more concerned about people's feelings. Guys be like, just do this. I'm telling you to do it. And then, you know, wonder, why is everyone so ticked off at me? Whereas women would be like, well, maybe we should approach it like this. And employing the strategies in NLP and the RTT came much more natural to them, because the women wanted to make sure that new changes and policies would be well received by the employees. So I think that that's a really fascinating aspect that you're bringing up here. And Jana, we're going to talk about Best Holistic Life magazine. We're coming up on a break, but I want to get started on that. All right, you are the editor in chief and the founder of Best Holistic Life magazine. And, you know, for the benefit of the listeners, I am a columnist. I write for Best Holistic Life. And when I joined, this was kind of, you said this magazine's really up and coming, but at the time it was like a quarterly magazine. It was online. So how did you come up with the idea to start Best Holistic Life magazine? And then we're going to talk about where it started and now where it is.
So I didn't come up with the idea to start a magazine. I was actually super lazy. And when I was coaching, people kept saying, don't you have a newsletter? I would love a newsletter. But I'm like, oh, I don't have time for a newsletter. I'm so busy. Which, by the way, I don't use the word busy anymore. I'm abundantly filled this week. My calendar is abundantly filled. But I started thinking, you know what? I know a lot of people. And I co-wrote a book that became a bestseller on Amazon and then an international bestseller in under 2 weeks. Why? I collaborated with other people who shared their stories of hope. And so I thought, what if I asked them, all these amazing people I'm interviewing and talking, to send me an article or something for my newsletter? They started flooding in. Like, there were so many of them coming in that I compiled them in. And my background is an interior designer. So I quickly wanted it to be pretty and put together my very first issue, which was December of 2019. And it went out, and it was, I think I got 30,000 followers or subscribers to it the very first time it went out. And so I like, well, maybe I can do this and not do this. I can ask other people.
So you had an idea, it started as a newsletter, and then it began to blossom. And we're going to talk more about Best Holistic Life magazine. And if our listeners want to find out about it and get a free online subscription, please visit bestholisticlife.com. I'm Mark Anthony. You're listening to The Psychic and the Doc with our special guest, Jana Short. And we'll be back right after this.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
It's time to tap into your divine self through angelic guidance. Join your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts in the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can, airing every Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn from four of the best angel empowerment practitioners in the field. Together, they will share experiential teachings and offer live on-air professional angel card readings and much more. For more information, visit CindySmithAEP.com.
Tune in to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment. Every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com, you are here for a bigger reason and are worthy of accessing it. Experience happiness now. Tune in to your intuition and connect with me. Visit ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Back to The Psychic and the Doc. I'm Mark Anthony, and I'm here with Jana Short, who is the editor-in-chief and founder of Best Holistic Life magazine. So, Jana, this is really cool. I didn't know this, that Best Holistic Life started as a newsletter, and you asked for contributions, and then what happened?
A flood of contributions came in. And I was, what am I going to do with all these? So I compiled them into this beautifully designed little that I made on Canva magazine. And I just shipped out the link to everybody and asked them to subscribe to it like you would a newsletter. And we had 30,000 people subscribe the very first issue that went out, which was the only issue I was ever on the cover. And so it went out because I didn't have anyone. I didn't know it was going to be a magazine. I just put myself on the cover because it was my newsletter. And we decided to go ahead and start doing one quarterly. And so we would put the call out for educational material. You can't make any curative claims or any types of diagnoses. We didn't want to sell product. We just wanted to give education to the people who were searching for that. And so after the first year, it was so big, we had over 100,000 subscribers, that we decided to do it, add three more additional copies in for that year. And we did. And Mark, I think you were on board like pretty close to the beginning.
Yeah, I remember you said, yeah, I just started this magazine and it's quarterly, and would you like to write for it? And I, you know, and having authored three books, I thought, sure. And now it went from quarterly and not to monthly, and not just online, but also people can buy hard copy. And let me tell you something, we can see that you have an interior design background because the magazine is beautiful. Each edition is a work of art. It is simply amazing. And so you went from a newsletter to a online magazine with 30,000 subscribers. And I remember when it jumped to 100,000 subscribers, but now here we are coming into the fall of 2022. How many people now subscribe to Best Holistic Life magazine?
Well, we're very close to 900,000. And we know we're going to hit our million mark before the end of the year. So we're super excited about that. But we release monthly now, and it has been such a joy to put out there that I literally have people waiting in line to write for it, which makes me feel really good.
Yeah. And what's nice about it, it's a positive magazine. You know, in the world now, because of the information age, we receive news from every quarter of the world. And for the most part, it isn't good. And it's nice that Best Holistic Life, there's recipes in there. I mean, I read it. It's like, man, this is healthy food, but it tastes delicious. And then there's tips and there's inspiration. I like writing stories and also about my work as a psychic medium. But it covers inspiration. It covers holistic health. It covers diet. It's positivity. So where do you see Best Holistic Life going from here? What else is going on with it? I know there's some big things in the works.
So we are now working on an app, so you can just pull it up on your phone and get the magazine that way. And there's going to be a lot of interaction. One of the things that I love most about the magazine is when someone writes for us, a lot of times they give you materials or tools or video workshops so that you can be taking that first step and you're not spending a lot of money, right? You're just learning more about yourself and you're building a relationship with the person who wrote the article, gave you the gift. So you get to know them a little bit better before you invest in them to invest in you, which is super important to me. Like there's millions of people out there asking for your money and they're wondering why they're not converting because I'm not giving person money that I don't have a relationship with. I don't know them. I don't know if I'm going to work well with them. So this gives you an opportunity to work with them, get to know them before you decide like, this is my person. This is my person can take me to the next level.
Wow. So it looks like Best Holistic Life, the sky is the limit. And for Jana, how do people subscribe to Best Holistic Life?
Super easy. You just go to Best Holistic Life magazine.com or bestholisticlife.com. Either one will take you there and click free subscription. And that's all you have to do. It'll start coming to you every month.
And how do they find out about you and your work?
So I have a personal website, jana@janashort.com, and you can go there to learn more about me and what I do. And I don't coach anymore. I coach only my covers and my regular writers. So it just got to be too much and something had to go. So now I work with just my celebrity clients and my writing clients.
Fantastic. So I also realize, because I've been on it, is that you are the host of an amazing podcast, Oh My Health, There Is Hope. So tell us, how did you get started in podcasting, Jana?
Well, I like to talk. So podcasting is a perfect forum for that. But I wrote a book called Oh My Health, There Is Hope. And that's the book that became a bestseller and an international bestseller in under 2 weeks. And I thought, how did that happen? I've never written a book. I literally was only responsible for a chapter in the book. And I realized that we were telling our stories of hope. We were telling like the darkest part of our journey where we were scared, where we were the most vulnerable, but something miraculous came out of it. We were meant to be on that journey and to receive what came after it. And I understood that our stories are so powerful. They are literally heartbeats that we share of ourselves out into the world that connect with the person who needs to hear it at that moment. So I didn't want to stop when the book sold like that. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to create a podcast called Oh My Health, There Is Hope. And I'm going to ask all the writers to come on, right? And share their story. And we started blowing up. People want to hear our stories. They want to hear your story of hope. How did you go through that journey? How did you survive that? What happened that created this space for you? How do I get through there? So mostly when you're sharing your story of hope, it might give that person another day to go through what they're going through, right? I'm going to keep going through this. Like she was in a worse situation and here I am. Some of the stories I've heard, I have a girl writing right now who was a survivor, the only survivor of a plane crash. I remember when I was younger, hearing about this, they found her walking out of a jungle weeks later and she had survived and walked around the jungle. And oddly enough, her name is Joy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I love this girl. And she's writing an article about her experience. I mean, not all of us are going to experience that, but what she experienced the 2 weeks trying to get out on her own injured was unbelievable. So there's a lot of incredible stories in the Oh My Health, There Is Hope. And I'm ready because we've been doing it for almost 4 years now. We've just done our 400th episode. And I'm thinking I'm ready to maybe not do the show anymore. But my producers are like, until we see the numbers dive, we're going to keep promoting the show. So
you got to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jenna, you got to keep doing it. But what I like about the podcast, it was an extension of the book, Oh My Health, There Is Hope. Now, Oh My Health, There Is Hope. That's not some random title. Where did you get the inspiration for the title?
So there was a time, and this is where all this bloomed from, because again, I was an interior designer, not in this field, knew nothing about holistic medicine, but I was given a basic diagnosis of I had a few weeks to survive. After several months in the hospital, they asked me, we can make you comfortable here, or you can go home and we'll make you comfortable there. Well, I wanted to go home. I wasn't sick when I walked through those hospital doors. And I just wanted them to stop touching me. So I came home to finish my life out. And I had a brand new grandson. This is the important part about the hope. I had a beautiful grandson who I was at his birth, went into the hospital for surgery and came out a couple months later dying. And my daughter brought him to see me. And I thought, how is he going to remember me? He will not have one memory of me. And so I started trying to create a memory. That's where the mind loops come in, right? I never planned on surviving. I planned on creating a memory. I will tell you, we just celebrated his 10th birthday. So it's been a decade that I'm living in the exact same diagnosis, but now I'm thriving in it. I'm not waiting to die in it. So I feel amazing. I'm super excited. And the whole point of sharing hope is to let you know, and there's breath in your lungs. You still have hope, right? We all have a date, an expiration date, as we were just talking about Olivia Newton-John. It's so sad, but we all know that we're here for a purpose. We all have a time, and just what we do at that time is so important. So it's been a whole different journey for me since then.
And that's such an important point. The Hindus have a saying that we're all dying. We're just doing it at different rates. And you know, we all have, like you said, our expiration date. And the Hindus believe that the cause of death is birth. So when you're born, that begins a process where eventually you're going to die. And there's this thought in Western culture that, well, I'm not going to die. Everybody else is. And that's the reason. And you're one of the people that leads by example and teaches everyone that every morning you wake up and you're alive. You have a chance. Yeah, that's a win. That's a win. Jenna, that is just so inspirational. And that led to a second book, didn't it?
Actually, I'm writing the next book. That was my second book. The Oh My Health, There Is Hope was a second book. And I'm now writing my own book with no co. I'm working on that.
All right. Well, we're coming up on a break, but when we get back, I want to talk about the book that you're working on and other projects that you've got coming up. And maybe we can talk a little bit more about Best Holistic Life. We'll be back in just a minute. I'm Mark Anthony, and you're listening to The Psychic and the Doc. I'm the psychic. And next week, I'll be back with Dr. Pat Vasili, who is the doc. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
One day, I arrived early to meet a friend for lunch. One of the wait staff welcomed me with a beautiful smile. It was everyday magic. We experience this kind of thing all the time, but it was magical because the smile made me feel happy and content. The Sanskrit word for smile is smitam. It means fully blossomed, fully bloomed, and expanded, like an empty field suddenly full of spring flowers. In the same way, a bright smile given freely changes everything. It can warm the heart. It can reassure or inspire or uplift. It can bring joy or lift a burden. Try it for yourself. Smitam, a smile, and discover a little everyday magic. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover everyday uplifting magic together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Mark Anthony, welcome back to The Psychic and the Doc. Jana, I'm having way too much fun today talking to you. And so what I didn't realize was, Oh My Health, There Is Hope was your second book. What was your first book?
I don't remember. I co-wrote it with someone else and I just went out of my head.
That's okay. But see, that's important when you said co-wrote, because
yes,
we have a lot of listeners who are writers or aspiring writers. And people think, number one, when you write a book that and you get it published, that somehow you've won the lottery, okay, which no, is not, unless you're J.K. Rowling or Stephen King, that's generally not the case. But that writing is any other skill, like any other skill. It takes practice, it takes collaboration, it takes work. So the first book led to the second one, Oh My Health, There Is Hope. But now you're working on your third book. What can you, without giving away the secrets, what can you tell us about
it? So this is my baby. I'm super excited to be writing this, and it's the first one I've done all my own. So first of all, I want to congratulate you, Mark, because writing a book is hard, and there isn't like all this glory at the end. Like, you think you're a published author, it doesn't work that way. But it's your baby. You're very proud of the work you put into it, right? It goes out there and does what it's supposed to do out in the world. This one is about the funny parts of mindset loops, right? So do you guys remember the Disney cartoon they did with all the emotions coming out? These are the funny things and mindsets that we hear as kids are the Santa Claus trauma, right? Our parents are like, you're screaming at every photo as a child, trying to get away from this big stranger dressed in red. And what kind of mindset loop does that put in us, an impression it leaves with us? So it's us laughing at those fun. They're not scary. They're fun to look at and laugh at and be like, oh my gosh. For instance, when my mom told me what she told me, she wasn't trying to like put a block in me to be successful. That was her loving way of wanting me to have a successful relationship, which she saw successful. So I want you guys to all like get into that book, see what those funny mindset loops are, recognize them, change them, and then move into what your idea of successful is.
So this book is you're going to be in it, but it's for the reader.
Yes.
And it's what the reader is going to get out of it, and how to change those mindset loops. You brought up a number of very interesting points throughout this entire show. And with your own health condition, you decided to change your mindset loop. And you know, they're saying you have this condition. It's like, okay, well, fine. I'm going to live with it and I'm going to prosper. I noticed when I was practicing law and I did a number of injury cases, and I specialize in head injury and personal injury litigation, I noticed something that my clients who gave up, people that were very ill, and they decided that they no longer wanted to live, they went right after that. And I think that their mindset had a lot to do with that. And I'm not being critical of these people, because sometimes they, you know, people are in so much pain and anguish, and they just want to stop being poked and prodded and pumped full of medications. But we talk a lot. We've talked a lot, Jenna, on the Psychic in the Doc with you, and I've talked a lot with your health summits, the mental health summit, about our mindset. And the mindset has a lot to do with the vibrational frequency of our body. What are your thoughts on vibrational frequency and energy healing for the human body?
First of all, it's necessary. Absolutely necessary. For a lot of people don't believe what they don't see, but there is this huge vibration that goes out. For instance, I was out the other day driving and everyone was cutting in front of me, flipping me off. Like, I was like, I should just go home and park and not leave the house because this is not my day. But I realized that that vibration was coming from me because I got in the car frustrated. I was running late, so I'm trying to make up time. And I realized it was a vibration I was bringing with me that was being reflected back on me. So whatever our vibration is, think about it being a mirror, and you're going to reflect that back on you. It's really true. We just did this, a bunch of articles about karma. And I'm like, that word karma is the B word, right? And I'm like, karma isn't for me. Like, I hope she finds me. Here's my address. If you see her, tell her to head my way, because karma's also good. Like, whatever we're putting out in the world comes back on us. And so for me, I'm like, let her find me. I'm right here. Here's my address. Send her my way. So I'm looking for karma.
And, you know, it's funny that you say this, because this episode's airing on September 1st. And the article that I wrote for Best Holistic Life is called Instant Karma.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And you know, people think when you hear karma, they immediately think, like you said, it's something negative. There's a reason, don't you think, Jenna, that every great philosopher and spiritual teacher try to impress upon people to be nice?
Yes, there really is. Like, honestly, if I am having a bad day, what I try to do is focus on my face. And honestly, as I'm walking through, I make sure I make eye contact and smile at people. And so that they smile back and that energy starts coming back in, right? That good energy comes back in. So focus on your face. It's as simple as making a smile and eye contact as someone, and just watch how your day changes by what you're giving out to the world. So that was the what I do when I'm having a bad day, smile, focus on my face.
That, you know, that is a really good, really good piece of advice. I remember I was at a seminar, and it was for legal assistants. And they said, they had suggested having a mirror at your workstation. And every time you answer the phone, look at yourself in the mirror. And when you say, law office, good morning, make sure that you're smiling, because it comes through on the phone. And it's funny, because you know, when I would call my colleagues, you could tell who had that mindset, because their assistants would answer the phone, law office, and others, law office of, you know, John Smith, so happy to be of service. You know, that really is a very important point. Focus on your face. That's what gives us our uniqueness.
100%. So go out there and start trying that if you're having a bad day. Just throw out a few smiles and watch what that reflects back on you.
So Jana, do you have any examples of somebody famous who used a positive mindset to influence the outcome of their lives?
I do. One of my favorite people, George Burns. So for those of you who don't remember it, George Burns was this amazing comedian, actor. And he used to say, when I'm 100, right? And the funniest part for me, Mark, was when he was in his 90s, he booked his contract to be working out of Vegas. And he was mad that they didn't give him like a 15-year contract. And I thought it was hysterical because he was in his 90s that they were even still contracting with him. But he always said, when I'm 100, when I'm 100. And he died at 100. And I wonder if his mindset was triggered for 100. Start, like, that's what we plan for. Let's start exiting, right? This is our slow down time where we made it to 100. What if he would have told his mind, when I'm 115, but back then 100 was a big mark. now we're shooting for higher, are telling our brains to shoot for higher. But that's what mindset can do for you. Like, he lost the love of his life. I don't think he ever replaced that in his heart. He smoked, he drank. Like, it was a lot of going on, and that man lived to 100 filled with joy.
Wow, what a great inspiration for everybody. So Jana, I want to thank you for being on the show. How can people find out about you, and how can people get their subscription to Best Holistic Life magazine?
So to get a free subscription to Best Holistic Life magazine, just go to bestholisticlifemagazine.com. And if you want to learn more about me, you can go to Jana@JanaShort.com. And that's my website. And of course, it's the same on all social media. If you want to follow me, Jana Short. If you want to know about the magazine, it's under Best Holistic Life.
I also recommend everybody look for Soulish Magazine, San Francisco, because Jana's on the cover. She's also been on the cover of LA and Las Vegas Entrepreneur magazines. Jana Short, thank you for being you, a true global influencer, one of the good people who makes planet Earth a little bit brighter. And I really appreciate that. And everybody, please tune in next week. I'm here every Thursday with my co-host, Dr. Pat Basile, where the psychic and the doc will be taking your calls. And I look forward to seeing everybody and taking your calls next week. On behalf of the Transformation Network, everyone, have a great week. Many blessings.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic in the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.